Blog Talk Radio.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our heads in worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve,
the glory
and the honor.
You're a miracle working.
Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You're a miracle working God. Your name is, you want to declare it. Your name, your name, your name is
Yahweh.
Your name is Yahweh. Somebody bless him. Bless him in this place. Your name is Yahweh. And I know Sunday, miracle working God. Your name is. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, and I see the star, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power to the universe display. Help me then sing. Then sing.
My soul.
You reign in majesty.
must tremble at your presence.
Hey.
What a mighty God we serve. He's a great and awesome God. And glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written about you. For you are the reason why I lift my hand. And why I lift my voice. And why I sing to you. Father, you are the reason I'm alive today. And I am here to say, it's all because of you. Hey, and you are the reason, you are the reason why I lift my voice.
Somebody,
why I sing to you. Father, I sing to you. And you are the reason.
Amen, amen. Amen. So true. Praise God. Welcome, welcome to the Lord's house. He is the reason. He is the reason that we live. He is the reason that we praise him. He is the reason we love him. Hallelujah. Our Father, our glorious Savior and the Son, and the mighty Holy Spirit, they are the reason. Hallelujah, that we can lift up our hands and praise him and lift up our hearts and praise him. You are the reason, Lord. Hallelujah. You give us reason to live. You give us reason to believe and to trust and hope in you. With everything falling all around, because why should we be surprised? It's a fallen world. And there's the fallen ones here. And there's the head fallen one, the dark prince. Father, we're grateful. You're greater. You're higher. You are lifted up. You're strong. You're mighty. Hallelujah. You keep us, Lord. And what you've been showing me in our devotion today, what that word means is amazing. Or you have kept us, as you said to your father when he was praying, that I kept them, Father. I kept them when I was there with them. But now, as I come to you, Lord, that you will keep them from the evil one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that victory. Thank you, Lord, that we walk in victory. Lord, that as we battle as we do spiritual warfare, we do it from a victor's way, victory in Jesus, and understand that the enemy is defeated, and he is not as strong as our God and our Savior. Hallelujah. We praise and honor you, Lord. We thank you for this night. We thank you we can come together in the name of Jesus, name above all names. Hallelujah. Emmanuel, God, you are with us. Lord Jesus, you're with us by your Spirit. Let us humble ourselves and be receptive to the Spirit and not our flesh. Help us, Lord, as you told the disciples in Gethsemane, the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Help us, Lord, to get the flesh out of the way and be lifted up in the Spirit, I pray. Lord, as we come together to worship and honor you and to focus on you and praise you in the highest, Lord, and we come, as we come toward the end of a week, Lord, to rest in your presence, to hear your voice, and to praise and honor and thank you, as it is the will of the Father, to praise you, Lord, to honor you, and that you're worthy. And glorious one, you're coming. Hallelujah. We're excited. And as I've been studying that in Thessalonians again, seeing it very clear, Lord, oh, yes, you love us so much that you're coming personally. You're not sending an angel. You're not sending an archangel. You are coming, Lord. You want to meet us personally as you take us home to really show, oh, yeah, I keep my word, and it's going to come to pass just like I said. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise and honor you. Praise and honor you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to God. Amen, sis. Hallelujah. That's part of that's one of the scriptures. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory tonight. Glory and praise and honor to you, Lord, for you are worthy. We just focus and praise and honor you, Lord. Victory. Victory in you, Lord Jesus. You have all power and authority over anything of the enemy. You're greater. Lord, let our faith arise and let the enemy be scattered. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. We thank you again, Lord, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, sometimes you just got to praise him, don't you? Sometimes you just got to share about who he is and what he can do. Oh, yeah. The Lord of hosts, Brother Andrew, 210 times listed in the Old Testament. The Lord of hosts, our glorious Savior, is a warrior. He's battle ready and very that he has been there and he's been through the war. He's a veteran and strong. Oh, yeah, and his record is perfect. No losses, no ties, all victory, especially against anything of darkness in the enemy. Hallelujah. Our glorious King, the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. And now he's the King. He's the King of glory. Hallelujah. Commander of the Lord's armies, but he's more than that. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. And all these arrogant fools that think they're something, and all of them with their mouths, you know, this pompous and arrogance and look at us and look how powerful we are and our armies and all this, and God laughs at them from heaven. They will bow before our God and Savior, and they will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Yes, Lord. All will bow. I'm grateful, Lord. We have already bowed and acknowledged you as our Savior and King. These others, Lord, have mercy. It shows in a place they don't say anything about them being your Savior there, but they will bow. Everyone from everybody in the pits of hell to here on earth or in the sky in heaven, all will bow and say, Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. We thank you, Father. We praise you. We honor you. You make us who we are. We are nothing without you, Lord. People don't realize that until you reveal it. We are nothing without you, Lord. You know what's best, and you know it's better than ourselves, and you still love us. That's awful. That's amazing, Lord. Absolutely amazing. Who you have made us, we're so grateful. And where you have placed us, we're so grateful. We're thankful for the places you've taken us out of, Lord, and where you put us now. What great love you have for us. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Praise God, a place we can come together and worship, a place we can rest in the Lord. Well, we've had a couple of great days up there at our church. Praise God, the last 2 days of our selling brisket tacos has expanded. Now we're having brisket sandwiches and pulled pork sandwiches and ribs. And my pastor, oh, he has the blessing of the Lord on those ribs and brisket. Oh, it's so yummy. But we've had many opportunities to pray for people. And, you know, people that are hurting. And the Lord is moving. There's been more movement in the church of learning how to pray for one another and be led by the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit is touching people. He's given words of revelation. He is healing. He is delivering. Oh, yeah, the Lord is showing up because the time is short. The time is short by all that's going on. More and more has happened. Yeah, it is good, brother. It really is yummy. He is a very good cook. But there's a lot of work to it. I can tell you that now. Like today, one of our biggest orders was 60 tacos. 60 street tacos. We can put 5 on a plate. That's 10 per plate. That's 6 plates of tacos. We were rolling. We got it done. But praise God, we bought some ribs, and we just had part of them tonight. We're going to have others on Father's Day. And yes, and happy Father's Day to you, Brother Andrew, and all other fathers that are listening here at the Lord's Hour in the archives or tonight by phone or Skype or Facebook. Happy Father's Day, and we give glory and praise to our glorious Father in heaven for sure. But yeah, it's going to be, it's good. I mean, they just fall off the bone. And the meat, it falls off the bone. Man, awesome, huh? Anyway, it's been wonderful. Good fellowship. But there is, you know, you do have to serve, and it's been good, though. It's been good to get to know our pastor and his wife more, and another lady that God's put her into our life. She has no family. She's, you know, a widow and by herself, and God made a way for Brenda to come into her life, and she's a very godly woman. She is a prayer warrior. She is an intercessor. And she's had some good ideas and helped out streamline how we've been doing stuff at the church. And at first, you know, we's a little bit, you know, but then as you see it working, you go, yeah, that's good. Praise God. Bless her. So we say shout out to Kristen. I don't know if she's listening. She talks about coming. I don't see her phone number or here in the chat room, but we thank God for her. Well, glory to God. Good to see you guys. I'm sure that Jeanette, your stomach's feeling better. I can see by the how you're putting up things. I do believe you're feeling better. I know he's praying for you. We praise God that he does hear our prayers and answer. And it seems like he's answering much quicker. Being specific on prayers, and God is answering how they need to be answered. He knows what's best for us, amen? That's for sure. Well, what can I say? I mean, there's all kind of saber rattling. Oh, really? Okay. a little early Father's Day, huh? Yeah, ours is coming up this Sunday. Anyway, a lot of saber rattling going on. And you got people sitting there threatening each other, threatening about putting Europe all on fire, or the other side, the NATO yelling at Russia and saying, oh, we're going to level Moscow and the Kremlin and going to arrest Putin. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it is starting to get real. But as I see it, and they're, you know, bustering their, you know, mouthing and arrogance and pride, they can't do nothing unless God allows. You would know that probably somebody wants to push the button already, but God is in control. It reminds what Christ said. He said there would be wars and rumors of war. Well, there's rumors flying. All kind of rumors flying from the Far East to Europe. Oh, don't forget the Middle East. That's the one we're really watching. That's firing up, too. I mean, I don't know if you heard a couple of things that are going on here in the U.S. Are all our senators, well, these are House of Representatives right now, but it'll probably be passed in the Senate. Oh, they went flying colors to pass in the Abraham Accord. Now, I don't know if y'all have looked at it. Pastor J.D.'s broken it down. And everybody thought that was so great what Jared Kushner and Mr. Trump did. But they were doing things that God does not like and will not tolerate. It still has in there divide God's land and divide his holy city, Jerusalem. That will not happen. And anybody involved trying to do that, God will split them. I would say it's almost as the kind of things they're doing is about ready to put, the last nail in the coffin for this nation. God of mercy. It's sad. And then we have the other side. As you're doing that, that's not good. Then the other side, supposedly the U.S. is making some kind of deal about the nuclear stuff with Iran that would just open up, coffers of money to them. And they're going to help their people, right? Oh, yeah. No, they'll just support, send out more terror. They want nuclear weapons so they can blow Israel off face of the earth. That ain't going to happen. We know by God's word, God's going to take all them down. And then you want to know about your people, supposedly you're negotiating with for peace in the Middle East. And, they keep yelling two-state solution. That really is what Pastor J.D. has revealed, the final solution. And we know that's about what that's about. Yes, that's right, sis. Not going to happen. Not going to happen until the Lord shows up and he splits it. It makes a new river and everything. But, and the other thing, they did a survey with the people, PLO, the Palestinian people that we know they're from Arab countries, sort of the outcast or thrown out. They say the only way to solve this is with violence and weapons. And they said there should not be no two-state solution but one state. So you know what they're saying. They want Israel gone. And the prophet Asaph, it says that in that word is what they would say. And it's coming. And praise God, when it comes, we're going. We're going to be fly away, oh glory. We're going to fly away. Well, anyway, that's some of the things that are happening. Of course, you got all the other stuff. I don't know if you saw the pastor that was arrested on the street in Pennsylvania for saying God. Yeah, he started to say, he was trying to tell the people that the alphabet crew across the street, and they said he was starting to cause trouble. Well, he's supposed to have, as far as I know, the amendment right to speak just as well those people did. But they arrested him. So there you are. You see what's starting to happen in these countries. But we're in God's hands, and he's with us through whatever we face. And he's out already, but and supposedly the policeman that was arresting him was supposedly a born-again believer, he said, or a believer in Christ. I'm going, oh, really? And you're not going to let him speak the name above all names? And you say you're a believer? You better check yourself, Mr. Policeman, because I don't think you are. But anyway, that's between him and God. But glory to God. We're going to get started tonight. I hope Sister Connie's all right. I hadn't seen her in a little while. I don't know if y'all reached out to her or not. I should, but I've been so busy. The Lord has really got us busy now since me and Brenda, Sister Brenda retired, really has. It's different, though. There's not like we're setting a time box as much and everything like, or under somebody's thumb like at a job. But we do have one that is who's over all that we answer to. So we still want to do our best and lead people to Jesus, that's for sure. Anyway, glory to God that we can come together. And I didn't look up a scripture for this song, but it's powerful. The Lord's been moving really upon Sister Brenda's heart and our heart at the church. And it really says it all. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord. Amen. Start off tonight as we pray first, and then we'll start at tonight. Father, we thank you and praise you for this night. We thank you. We can come together in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as we lead off with this first song, all I need is you. Yes. Yes, that is so true. Over anything of ourselves, of this world, world system, anything, nothing that we need more than you, Lord, each one of us personally. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for bringing everything together, all the connections and the airways. Father, I pray this blessing or anointing would flow to our church as we've been having problems with our music and online stuff up there in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for protecting us. We thank you for the mighty angel encamped around us. We thank you for the authority and power of understanding what kept and keep mean in our devotion today. That's far greater than anything that the evil one in the world, and it makes a whole new perspective what that means. Greater is he, the Holy Spirit, you, Lord Jesus, than he, the fallen one in the world. Glory to God. You have all power and authority, and you're in total control, and we're in your loving hands because you love us so much. Lord, we thank you for this night. We pray, Lord, as the word of God is led by the Holy Spirit and what you have on our hearts that we share, and we're very grateful that we can come together and you make a way in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift my feet on the side of the road. Hear you speak, you don't let go. Fall to my knees as I lift my hands to pray. I got every reason to hear again. Father's heart that draws me in. All my eyes want to see the glimpse of you. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord. Is you, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord, is you. One more day and it's not the same. The Spirit that made my heart to sing. Draw to the voice of my Savior once again. Would my soul be without sin? Gave his life to save the earth. Rest in the thought that you're watching over me. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord, is you, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord. Is you, Lord, all I need is you. All I need is you, Lord, is you. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord, is you. All I need is you. All I need is you. All I need is you. All I need. All I need is you. All I need. all I need is you. All I need is you. All I need, all I need is you. Lord, yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah, Lord. All that we need you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All that we need, remember, Lord. Be reminded how much we need you. All I need is you, Lord. All I need is you, God, is you. All I need is you, Lord God. All I need is you, Lord. I need you. 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 I want 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 you. I choose you, 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 God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. All I need is you. 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 You hold the universe. You hold everyone on earth. You hold the universe. You hold everyone on earth. You hold, amen, the universe. You hold everyone on earth. You hold, amen, the universe. You hold everyone on earth. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah, Lord. All we need is you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. All we need is him. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. All we need is him. You hear that part? That he holds the universe. He holds it all together. He makes it function. And then he holds everyone on earth. He does. People don't realize. It's by the grace of God that you're living and breathing. It's by the grace of God. He holds you in his hand. You need to have, you need to be chained. So you can be with him forever. You don't want to be just holding the hands and then your time's over and you have not met Christ for sure. You want to make sure you got that right because he's in total control. You have to learn your place. He's the creator. He's God. And we're created beings. But he looks at us more than that. He looks at us as his children. He looks at us as family. He don't want none of them to perish. You know, we've been having as the Lord moving and showing about the Jesus, you know, that he has 99 in the fold. And he's out there looking for the 100th sheep, the lost sheep, or the one wandering. And the Lord told me as that song was on about, I think it's Reckless Love. I call it Relentless Love, really. But any record that relents the love and is talking about the shepherd looking, you know, got the 99 and one, we've all been that one. And God, the Lord's out looking for that one. And, you know, that's what he was sharing as we prepare and had our praise and prayer and worship. And we get ready to do the ministry for the community, that he's looking for that lost sheep, that last lost sheep time. In this time of grace, and then he'll come. Hallelujah. That's how much love he has. And that we're in the fold. He's still looking. He keeps searching because he loves his children he created. And he wants none of them to perish. He wants them to come home. He wants them to trust the great shepherd. Amen. The 99. But we are all at one time that 100 sheep that Jesus is looking for. Amen? Praise God. All right, sis. We're going to let you come here and continue this wonderful worship and praise that God leads. Absolutely amazing what the Lord is doing, what he's revealing. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hi, Sin. How you doing?
Brother. Good. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Victorious.
Amen. I can tell when you're feeling better.
That's good. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, okay. I can. You're good.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
I can tell.
Glory.
I can. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Amen. Amen. I can tell when you're feeling better. I can tell when the Lord's touched you. I can tell it by, you know, what you type and how you operate on the computer. I can see the difference.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Okay, Lord.
All right. Praise God.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' love and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. I rest in his unchanging grace. In every eye and stormy gaze, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ the Lord. How precious is my Savior's blood. The beauty of heaven ruffled my shame. The image of love upon this frame. If having my heart was worth the pain, what joy could you see beyond the grave? If love for my soul were dying for, how wonderful, how
so glorious. My Savior's blood, victorious. My chains are gone. My debt is paid. From death to life, grace to grace.
If heaven knows that they can do, how great is the hope that lives in you? The passion that tore through hell like a rose, the promise that drove back death and the stone. Your freedom is worth the life you raised. Oh, where is my sin? Where is my shame? If love paid it all to have my heart, a wonderful, so glorious. My Savior's blood, victorious. My chains are gone. My debt is paid. From death to life, and grace to grace. When I see that cross, I see freedom. When I see that grave, I see Jesus. And from death to life, I will sing your praise. The wonder of your grace. When I see that cross, I see freedom. When I see that grave, I see Jesus. And from death to life, I will sing your praise. In the wonder of your grace. When I see that cross, I see freedom. When I see that grave, I see Jesus. And from death to life, I will see your praise. In the wonder of your grace. When I see that grave, I see Jesus. And from death to life, I will take your praise. In the wonder of your grace, oh, my soul will sing your praise. In the wonder of your grace, oh, my soul will sing your praise. A wonderful, so glorious. My Savior's blood, victorious. My chains are gone. My debt is paid. From death to life, and grace to grace. When I see that wound, I see freedom. When I see that grave, I see Jesus. And from death to life, I will sing your praise. In the wonder of your grace. When I see my chains are gone. My debt is paid from death to life, and grace to grace.
Praise God. That's amazing that you picked that song tonight, that Grace to Grace. We heard it the other night, Wednesday. We had our praise and prayer service, we call it. We do it every second Wednesday. I'm telling you, sis, the Lord's been showing up. This Wednesday, the pastor prayed for everybody that was there, or they got a word from the Lord. The Spirit of God is starting to move. I mean, it's been amazing.
Amen.
That's awesome. I think that song is wonderful. And you nailed it, or whatever you want to call it. Wow, you just woo.
I love it. Song Grace to Grace, and also Cornerstone. Cornerstone.
Amen. Amen, sis. Amen. Well, praise God. Well, thank you, sis. And we'll get back with you at the end of the service for that other wonderful song. One day, when we all
woo-hoo!
Get to heaven.
Glory.
Celebrate. Amen.
Amen.
Eternal
brother.
All right. Bless you, sis.
Bless you,
all right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
All right. Brother Andrew, we'll let Sis Jeanette get back there and join you. And we'll get this on the message that God put on our heart for such a time as this. It's been amazing. The numbers have really gone up for people who are downloading and listening to our messages. That's good news. That's good news. They have jumped. My Lord, there's some of these that are starting to get people's attention. I think we almost had the most we've ever had downloaded here for Friday night, 354. Praise God, huh? 354. That's a thank you, Jesus. That's a thank you, Lord. Thank you, praise for the people that are listening to his word. Hallelujah. But anyway, that's a good thing. People are searching, and they know, they're searching. And everything going on in this world, I would think they'd be looking for something that's solid and something that's secure and something that's not lying or trying to steal or fleece you. Well, the Lord isn't. He wants to save you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you and give you the real life, eternal life. That's what he wants to do for us. That's what we need because of this broken world and because of the fall of sin. Amen. So, with that, you need to know this as a believer. Believers, born-again believers, need to know this. There is power in Jesus' name and his shed blood for us who believe. That's the key. Faith, activate it, there we go, activate it by belief. It is put into motion by belief. Let's go with that with an easier word. Put in action by belief. And that we understand and know this. And the Lord wants us to know it even more. And then the last part of this is this power in the Holy Spirit in our lives. I'm telling you, the devotion we had today, and Brother David Wilkerson, like he said, he was my mentor from afar, but he was really a good man, a godly man to help me because I couldn't find nobody in my area at that time. And he would be, he'd be right up front with you and understand. But he shared today about Jesus talking about that he kept his disciples and they had to be when he was here. Because they couldn't stand up anything against the enemy and all he tried to do. And then now he keeps us. And he asked the Father to keep us now because he was going, he was going to go through what he did and he's going to go sit down to the right hand of the Father. Now he's praying to the Father in Gethsemane, keep them from the evil one. Well, the way to stay away from the evil one is in the power of Jesus' name. And by his shed blood, that's the first part of it, in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we'll get to that other part. So this is understanding the power and authority that we have in Jesus' name, that Jesus has laid all the foundation and the cornerstone. Now he wants us to go. He wants us to do as he told the disciples, go, minister. In my name, of course. But the part about us is to serve, is to go, is to pray, is to give encouragement, is to share his mighty word of life. That's what we've been called to do. And we're supposed to do it until he takes us home. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Grace, mercy, and love to you from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit to you, born-again believers. Hallelujah. Amen. So this week I was wondering what message you want me, Lord Jesus, to share about. This is what he said. You must be born again by having faith alone in me, the Son of God, Jesus Christ personally, and receive God's gift of grace. Like this saying from her heart, grace to grace, which is his blessing in favor to you, to be able to be saved and have eternal life through Christ alone and what he has done to make this possible for us for all eternity. It is only by his name, his authority, and his power. Amen? Nothing of ourselves except our faith and trust in him and his authority. We will look at two ways we receive his power in our life as believers. Amen? I'll share a couple of other things I thought was pretty neat. A minister was coming on and sharing about at Prophecy Watchers, and the title of their message, I mean, what they were sharing is, what in the world is going on? And I like the name of his ministry. The name of his ministry, I think his name is Tom Hickson. I'm not sure it's Tom or it's, I know I think last name's Hickson, but it's notbyworks.org. Isn't that cool? Notbyworks.org. And even one scripture the Lord was bringing to my heart last night as our pastor, believe this, our pastor shared his testimony about him being a person who went through struggle and faced everything, you know, in this life. And learning about the sufferings of Christ is what we go through because of this, you know, this flesh. And there, you know, a lot of us have a lot of the same type things in her testimonies, I noticed. And it was going on, so yeah. Yeah, we need him. We're going through it. And the scripture came clear to me, Philippians 1:6. He, Jesus, who has started a good work in you by the Holy Spirit, he will complete it until the day of Christ. You don't see my name there. You don't see your name there. You don't see the Pope's name there. You don't see anybody else there. You don't see works there. You don't see tradition there. You don't see any of that. You see he. That's the way it happens. What we need to do is humble ourselves and get out of the way and let the Holy Spirit go. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Nothing of ourselves except our faith and trust in him and his authority. We will look at the two ways we receive his power in our life as believers. Amen? There is power in the name of Jesus greater than any power in this world or even in the spiritual realm Satan dwells. He has been given all power. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. He has absolute control and power. He is King of kings and Lord of lords, telling us and everyone else created by him, he is God, and there is no other. Amen. As we start this message, I want to tell you there is three powers of God. The first two that we will look at and study and learn about to be able to use his authority in our lives. Amen. Number one. So the first is the name of Jesus. The name that is above all names the Father has given him. Number two, the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The shed blood of Jesus, the power of the enemy, breaks the power of sin and the nature of it and the character of it and destroys the thing called the curse of it. Hallelujah. And number three that we'll get to next week, Lord willing, the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives now. Amen. So in this message, we will look at the name of Jesus and what it means to us who believe and those who need to be saved and believe in him, Jesus Christ. Amen. This message, like all others, are for all of God's created children, but more focused on his born-again children to know who they are in Christ and trust and depend upon him and not man or this world. Amen. People should have learned that a few years ago. We have depended on men way too long, been grooved to do it, been desensitized. Oh, yeah, you gotta do it this way. No, no, God is greater. We have depended on men way too long instead of God. We have listened to and trusted religious leaders, and they're misled and deceived us or try to fleece you too. We have depended upon government and leaders, and they have lied to us, taxed us, and failed us for the most part. We have trusted in doctors way too much, and look now where we're at. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. My Savior's blood victorious. My chains are gone, paid from the death to life and grace to grace. Amen, sis. Glory to God. Why have we not trusted in Jesus? One of the main reasons is that many people know about Jesus, but they do not know him personally. This only comes from real faith in him and being born again, coming into relationship with him. You see, we have always gone with the world in the world's way. We've always done it this way. But brothers and sisters, these are part of the old life and the old ways. A new way and new life has come. Oh, glory to God. We as believers cannot take everything for truth and thinking that they have our best interest for us. Not anymore. Remember Jesus' words of warning? Let's look. John 15:18-24. Let us hear the words of our glorious Savior and King. Thank you, Lord. You know what we need when we need it. Let me get a drink. Boy, I don't know about you, sis, or you, Andrew. Man, it has been hot and humid. Totally opposite from last year. Well, not totally opposite. I mean, it was hot last year, but it was burning hot, burning up everything and having fires. And now it's all wet. And with humid and hot, that's not good. And we've been having storms, too. That's very unusual, really. But that's what kind of things are happening. Verse 18. If the world hates you, and it does, know that it hated me before I hated you. Before it hated you. If you belong to the world will love you as its own and would treat you with affection. But you're not of the world. You no longer belong to it. But I have chosen you out of the world. And because of this, the world hates you. He says it again there, didn't he? Remember, and continue to remember, that I told you a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they kept my word, they'll keep yours too. They'll keep yours also. But they will do all these hurtful things to you for my name's sake, because you bear my name and are identified with me. For they do not know the one who sent me. I know, sis, hopefully not. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have the guilt of their sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Since Jesus Christ came from God, representing God the Father in heaven, and he spoke, no one, No one has excuse for their sin. Not one person. The one who hates me also hates my Father. Isn't that terrible? The one who gave people, the one who gave them life, and God gives them that free will to choose. They want to hate God. Go ahead, be a fool and do it. If I had not done among, if I had not done among them the works, the testing miracles, which no one else ever did, they would not have had the guilt of their sin. But now, the fact is that they have both seen these works and have hated me and continue to hate me and my Father as well. That's not a good place to be. He's doing miracles to set people free from the enemy, and the one who afflicts you, the one who brings sickness on you, the one that hurts you, wants to steal, kill you, and steal, kill, and destroy you. But Christ, then, he came for life. How deceived and foolish for these people. Lord have mercy. Hate me and hate my Father? Mm-mm-mm. You do that, you won't be welcome in heaven. Welcome. Welcome to faith in Jesus and the kingdom of God, brothers and sisters. This world is controlled and influenced by the god of the world, Satan. That is why you are seeing what is happening in the world now. It is not only a hate of different races, but a heart waxing cold toward God, the Father and Son. As you see hate and anger coming against us, it is because of the hate and anger toward their God and Savior. Not smart at all. Foolish. The Word of God says you're stupid. Ignorant even. So know these perilous times will come. And they are here now. So how are we as a believer going to live and stand? Are you going to keep trusting in man or God? I think we're all learning the best answer is God. Are you going to continue to trust in man's ways, which are not perfect and flawed, or God's ways, which are perfect and the best for us? This is a very good, this is very good question to us all. What do you do when a crisis comes in your life, as we all see now? Are you going to use the ways and methods of men, or pray and ask Jesus to help you in your life? Whatever it is. If you need to be saved, who do you call upon? Your pastor or president or doctor or religion or yourself? All man's ways, they will fail you. Only in the name, in the power of Jesus' name, you can be saved. Amen? You're caught up in some kind of addiction or drug or alcohol or gambling or religion, whatever has you in chains and prison. Do you call to doctors to be delivered? Do you call to other people or, again, religious ways and rituals? They cannot deliver you from these things because they have no power to do this. Jesus Christ is the only one who came to set the captives free from your sin and flesh and the effect of it in your life. Amen? You are not feeling well or sick. Do you automatically call or go to a doctor? Because that is the way it has always been. Well, brothers and sisters, we need to learn and trust in Jesus for healing. In the name of Jesus, you can be healed because he has the power over sickness and of all diseases to heal you and restore you. Amen? These are the main ones to give you some examples. But what I want you to know is come to Jesus first and trust him and not man in man's way. Amen? He also has the power to provide for us and watch over us. Amen? Always go to Jesus first, never second or afterthought, especially in these days now. Amen? You do as the Lord Jesus tells you to do. But what has to be, what has put on my heart to share with you is we have trusted in man way too long. Now we're seeing the results. All things of this world and man are crumbling quickly, rapidly. You trust in them in your life, they will affect you too. So stop this. Let's learn about the power in the name of Jesus and in the blood of Jesus. Amen. The power in the name of Jesus first by God's word, empowered by the Holy Spirit to know the truth about this. Amen. Praise his name. Matthew 1, verse 18. Conception and birth of Jesus is the caption for this word. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to your wonderful name. Hallelujah. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the power of the Holy Spirit. When he was born as a man, she was found to be with child by the power of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus Christ, as a man, had to have the power of God to be born by God through his Spirit. Amen? Matthew 10, verse 1, the 12 disciples' instruction for service. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples, and what did he do? And gave them authority and power over unclean spirits to cast them out. And what else? To heal every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Don't need doctors or hospitals no more. Jesus is in town. Amen. In his name, through him, and from him, the 12 disciples were given authority and power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every kind of disease and sickness, which is part of the curse of this fallen world. Now I ask you, was this the only for the disciples at this time or for us who believe too? Some believe it was. It was only for the disciples. But we will discover this is a lie. You see, you'll see by the word of God, this is for us all now too. Amen? Matthew 26, verse 64. Jesus said to him, you have in fact said it, but more than that I tell you regardless of what you do with me now, in the future, you will see me revealed as a Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on clouds of heaven. He is seated at the right hand of all power, his Father, great God Almighty, and his glorious Son, Jesus, hand of this power, glorious, eternal power working in our lives who believe. Amen. Matthew 28, 17 through 19. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. That just blows you away, but it tells you about the nature of this flesh. When they saw him, they worshiped. But some doubted. This is Jesus resurrected, victorious. And in there it says some doubted that it was really him, that was really he. Jesus came up and said to them, as that is, a, they saw him, they worship him, and there's the other group that didn't, but this is what he said to all of them. All authority, all power, absolute rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Help the people to learn of me, believe in me, obey my word, baptizing them in the name of the Father the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So since he has all power and authority, we as believers can go and do what he has called us, chosen us, and commanded us to do. Amen? Here lately, this truth has been spoken to me for such a time as this. To know Christ and make Christ known to others. To know Christ and to make Christ known to others. Amen. Daily. In whichever way God decides. Yes and amen. Mark 5, 35 to 43. Glory to God. Glory to God. While he was still speaking, some people came from the synagogue's official's house saying to Jairus, "Your daughter has died. Why bother to teach her anymore, any longer?" Overhearing what was said, being said, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid. Only keep on believing in me and my power." And he allowed no one to go with him as witness except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. They came to the house of the synagogue official. And he looked with understanding at the uproar and commotion and the people loudly weeping and wailing and mourning. When he had gone in, he said to them, "Why make such a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but is sleeping." They began laughing scornfully at him because they knew the child was dead. But he made them all go outside and took along the child's father and mother and his own three companions and entered the room where there was the child was. You know, that's like Brother Elvius told us. He don't like to have anybody that has doubt or unbelief any place where he's praying with people. They need to get out because they bring on that, you know, that spirit of unbelief and not believing that God is able to do what he's able to, that he can do. You got to have faith. They entered the room where the child was. Taking the child's hand, he said tenderly to her, "Talila kum," which translated from Arabic means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Our glorious Savior, he's a resurrection and life. Death doesn't stop him. The little girl immediately got up and began to walk. Just got up and walked. For she was 12 years old. And immediately, they who witnessed the child's resurrection were overcome with great wonder and utter amazement. He gave strict orders that no one should know about this. And he told him to give her something to eat. Now, how are you going to keep that quiet? I mean, how is you going to keep that quiet? Hallelujah. What kind of power does he have? What kind of power do we have in his name? The power over death, as told and shown in this testimony. In his name, there is power over sin, sickness, even death in Jesus' name. There is power and victory over sin, sickness, and death in our lives. There is power over all these and the ones behind these, our flesh, death, and Satan. Amen? That's unholy trinity, isn't it? God of mercy. Understand what Jesus said to Jairus, another religious official. Do not be afraid. Only keep on believing in me and my power. This This is for us too. Amen. This is for us too. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus for each of us who what? Believe. Believe. Amen. Mark 9. Hallelujah. Verses 1 through 8. The caption for this is the transfiguration. This is when Jesus was coming and giving notice to the realms of darkness and all the fallen angels and Satan himself and coming in on their ground. Do you know where the transfiguration happened? I just found out this lately. It happened on Mount Hermon. This was top headquarters of the realm of darkness. And Jesus was coming there and said, it's going to be over. I am going to be victorious. I am giving you notice. There's a new sheriff in town. And Jesus said to them, I assure you, most solemnly say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who will not taste, experience death before they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power. Oh, hallelujah. 6 days later, 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John. And they led him up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured, changed in form before them, and began to shine brightly with divine and regal glory. You know, I've told you this is how God sees us. Can you believe that? God sees us this way. He sees us that are believers and trust in his son, Jesus, and become more Christ-like. And do you know the others? He sees them like black darkness or like shadows until who you really are in Christ. And before they began to shine brightly with a divine and regal glory, and his clothes became radiant and dazzling, intensely white, as no launderer on earth can whiten them. Now that's white. Woo! Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were having a conversation with Jesus. Peter responded and said to Jesus, Rabbi, Master, is it good for us to be here? Let us make three sacred tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For he did not really know what to say because they were terrified and stunned by the miraculous sight. And then a cloud formed, overshadowed them. A voice came out of the cloud. This is my beloved son. Listen to him and obey him. Suddenly, they looked around and no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus alone. Now, when this happened, Peter, James, and John must have been blown away. I say so. This truly proved who he was. He is greater than anything in this natural realm and the spiritual realm, too. He was giving them a glimpse who he truly is. Then with him there, changing into his glorious splendor and white, and Elijah was there, and Moses, then the voice of God and our Father says, this is my beloved son. Listen to him and obey him. So if you want the power of God in your life now, then we better do what the Father told us. The only way we have the power in our life is in the name of Jesus, not in a name of religion or a leader or a country or ourselves, but in the name above all names, Jesus Christ. We come in the name of the Lord. We come in the name of the Lord of hosts. We come in the name of King of kings and Lord of lords, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, to the ones in Israel. He is the true Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Amen. Acts 2, verse 22. Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man credited and appointed out and attested to you by God with the power to perform miracles and wonders and signs which God worked through him in your very midst, just as you yourselves know. Now, as he is sharing, and you see clearly what Jesus did, how did it happen? God worked through him in your very midst. Do you think he's doing the same thing in our lives? I do believe so. How can people miss that? It's just, you know, you have to see that God reveals. That's what he does. We need him. We can't do it ourselves. We just mess it up. A couple of songs today, Wrecking Ball, just make mess of things. Men and women of Israel, you should hear him now, still to know his power and his name to save you, deliver you, and heal you. This is too for all of God's created children, not just Israel too. Amen? Acts 3, verse 6. Acts 3, verse 6. Glory to God. Glory to the Lord. But Peter said, hallelujah. But Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you, greater riches than silver and gold. In the name, the authority, and power of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, begin now to walk and go on walking. Hallelujah. Don't stop. Keep walking. Do you think this power was only for Peter and John? No. It is for all born-again believers. To have this power work in our lives, you have to believe and trust Jesus without doubting or trying to do it in man's way. Amen? Acts 4, verse 10 says, let it be known and clearly understood by all of you and by all the people of Israel that in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you demanded to be crucified by the Romans, whom God raised from the dead in this name, that is, by the authority and power of Jesus, this man stands here before you in good health. One way, this once crippled man who had been at the temple gate for years, why had they not, the Pharisees, did anything about him to help him or pray for him? Because they were blinded by their pride and self-righteous, foolish way. There was no mercy or love without the name and power of Jesus brought forth by his love. Amen? Nothing, nothing of man's way. Here, either not going, I mean, nothing of man's way here, either not going to a doctor or giving drugs or surgery. No, this man stands here before you in good health only by the power and the authority of Jesus. Amen? This is the kind of power and authority a believer is to have. Jesus Christ's name is greater than all the curses and the effects of sin and this fallen world. Amen? Now, as I say all this, know it is up to God what he does in our lives and others as we pray and speak the name of Jesus. But know this too. The kind of things like these is his very will, character, and nature motivated by love and mercy. Amen? Now, we are here at the Lord's hour, Now, we here at the Lord's Hour, we have seen God do miraculous things in our life. The greatest is to save a sinner like me and you, to deliver us from the things of this world, Satan, and our flesh, to heal us, our heart, our mind, and flesh as we live now. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Acts 4, 29 through 31. And now, Lord, observe their threats. Take them into account. And grant that your bondservants may declare your message of salvation and with great confidence, while you extend your hand to heal, and signs and wonder attesting miracles take place, the name and authority and power of your holy servant and son, Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they were meeting together was shaken, a sign of God's presence. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness and courage. This is a now word and revelation from the Lord Jesus for us now. Amen. Let us know this and pray this for such a time as this. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I'll do something with that page to share. Hallelujah. Where did I go? Oh, I got ahead of myself. Acts 4, verse 33. With great ability and power, the apostles were continuously testifying to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus and the great grace, God's remarkable loving kindness and favor and goodwill rested richly upon them all. We have to have all of this just as they did. In the name and power of Jesus Christ, we can do nothing of ourselves but mess up and make a big mess of things. Amen. Philippians 2, 9 through 11. For this reason also, because he obeyed and so completely humbled himself, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. Hallelujah. So at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in submission. Those are in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess openly and acknowledge Jesus Christ is Lord, sovereign God, to the glory of the Father. Thank you, sis. Praise God. That's going to happen. Romans 1:4 says, and as to the divine nature, according to the spirit of holiness, was openly designated to be the Son of God with power in the triumph and miraculous way by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Characteristics of his power. Number one, his divine nature above everything of the natural nature, right? Amen. Number two, spirit of holiness. Hallelujah. The spirit of truth greater than the spirit of error or lies and deception. Amen. To be the Son of God with power. Amen. Power on high. Number four, in a triumphant, miraculous way. That's his very nature. Amen. And what else? By the resurrection from the dead. Glory to God. That's over one of your greatest enemies. Death. Hell in the grave. Amen. Hallelujah. By his grace again. The number five that represents his grace. Amen. Romans 1, verse 8. Glory to God. Romans 1, verse 8. First, I thank my God through the Lord Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith, your trust, and confident in his power, wisdom, and goodness is being proclaimed in all the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Because your faith, your trust, and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness. Amen. The question to each of you, do you have this in your life? I pray you do. Because as born-again believers, it is there through the name and power of Jesus Christ. Amen. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 4. In the name of the Lord Jesus, when you are assembled, and I am with you in spirit with power of the Lord Jesus. Amen, brothers and sisters. This confirms the power of the name of Christ for such a time as this. As we come together online, we are with each other in spirit and with power of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Colossians 1, verse 4. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, how you lean on him with absolute confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness, and of the unselfish love which you have for all the saints, God's people, your faith in Christ Jesus. You lean on him with absolute confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness. Now, something very important added in this word to us, of the unselfish love which you have for all saints, God's people. I pray we really do, brothers and sisters. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. For we did not follow cleverly devised stories or myths, For we did not follow cleverly devised stories of myths when we made known to you the power and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, but were witnesses of his majesty, his grandeur, his authority, and his sovereignty. Not by man's way of religion and cleverly devised stories or myths, but have been made known to you now by the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Revelation 1, 12 through 20. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me. After turning, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands saw someone like the Son of Man dressed in a robe, reaching to his feet with golden sash wrapped around his chest, and his head and his hair were like wool, white like wool, glistening white like snow. And his all-seeing eyes were flashing like a flame of fire, piercing into your being, my being. His feet were like burnished, white-hot bronze, refined in a furnace. His voice was powerful, like the sound of many waters. And in his right hand he held seven stars, and from his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword of judgment. And his face reflect his majesty, and the Shekinah glory was like the sun shining in all its power at midday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. John 17, amen. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. And he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. It's like he said to Jairus, remember Jairus, the synagogue leader? I am, our official, I am the first and the last absolute deity, the Son of God, and the ever-living one, living in and beyond all time and space. I died, but see, I'm alive. I died, but see, I'm alive forevermore. And I have the keys of absolute control and victory over death and over Hades, the realm of the dead. Hallelujah. Victory in Jesus over our greatest enemy. So write these things which you have seen in the vision and the things which are now happening and the things which you will take place after these things. As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand and seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels, the divine messengers of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. So you see and hear that he has all power in his name. Now, through our faith and being born again believers in Jesus has given us that authority too. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke 10:17-20. The joyous result. The 70 returned with joy saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. He said to them, I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. Listen carefully. I have given you authority that you now possess to tread on serpents and scorpions and the ability to exercise authority over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm in any way harm you. Nevertheless, even if that happens, nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like last week, when the roll is called up yonder, I will be there, like just shared last week. When the roll is called up yonder, that used to be like a presence thing, that finding out who's absent and present. The roll call, whatever you want to call it. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ has given us this authority and power in his name. Amen. But more important than this is what is really important, eternally important is, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven in the book of life. Amen. Now, you want to see how excited and pleased the Lord Jesus is with the one who know this and believe this in your life? Let's look. Oh, yeah. Luke 10:21-22. In that very hour, he was overjoyed and rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit. And he said, I praise you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things relating to salvation from the wise and intelligent, ones who think they know better. And I have revealed them to infants, the childlike and the untaught. Yes, Father, for this way was your gracious will and choice and was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been transferred and turned over to me by my Father. And no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Isn't it amazing that the Lord Jesus would rejoice over us? But he does. He's excited. Isn't that amazing? Amen. So, yes. For such a time as this, Jesus Christ has been given all power from the Father, And he has given us that authority and power to represent and to be like him as we live in this lost, dying world. To know, to show the love and power of Jesus to a lost sinner and to other brothers and sisters to be encouraged and know Jesus has all power to save you, deliver you, heal you, and your family. Amen? Now we move to the power of his blood. Hallelujah. Amen. The power of his blood. Thank you, Jesus. We get a drink. Glory to God. John 6, verse 53. And Jesus said to them, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, unless you believe in me as Savior and believe in the saving power of my blood, which will be shed for you, you do not have life in yourselves. You will never have life in yourselves. It has to be through Jesus. When Jesus was saying this, he was not in any way talking about literally eating his flesh and drinking his blood. But unless you believe in me as Savior and believe in the saving power of my blood, which was shed for you, you do not have eternal life in yourself. He was speaking what is really important, spiritual things. Amen? The blood of Jesus to wash away all your sins and forgive you of your sins, the power of this blood to save you and break the power of Satan and sin in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a real shouting ground. Only through the life and blood of Jesus Christ we have this power given to us. Do this in our life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, some revelation from the Lord Jesus showing us how the enemy, Satan, tries to mimic God. What do the Satanists do? They literally do this. In the flesh, drinking blood and eating human flesh, mimicking what Jesus did in the spirit. So this shows you, if the Satanists are doing this, then this really happened through the Lord Jesus as Satan tries to copy is a false way. Amen? 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20. You were bought with a price. You were actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus and made his own. So then, honor and glorify God with your body. Who were we purchased from? Satan. We were in captivity. We were slaves to Satan and sin. We were in darkness, not just in the kingdom of darkness, but slaves to the darkness. The only thing that could purchase us from this is the precious blood of Jesus. Had the power to set us free and reconcile us to God too. Amen. Ephesians 2, verse 13. Here's one of them love. But now, at this very moment, in Christ Jesus, you have once were so far, very far away from God, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. But right now, for such a time as this, we once were far away from God. But now, by the power of the blood of Jesus, you have been brought very near. Facts have been given, have become part of the family. Amen. What can wash away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes us whiter than snow. No other know nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen, Lord. Hebrews 10, verse 19, a new and living way. Hallelujah. Therefore, believers, since we have confidence and full freedom to enter the holy place, used to be a curtain up in front of them. And I'm not even talking about the one built on earth. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the one that God has built. Enter the holy place, the place where God dwells. How? Only one way. By the means of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, truly, a new living way for us who believe. How can we enter to the holy place where God dwells? By what name and power can we do this? By the blood of Jesus. There is power in his name and power in his blood for us. Amen for us now. Amen. Glory to God. Hebrews 13, verse 12. Therefore, Jesus also suffered and died outside the city gate, so that he might sanctify and set apart for God as the holy people, holy the people who believe through the shedding of his own blood. Glory to God. We have great eternal power has been given to those who believe in Jesus Christ by his shed blood on the cross. Amen. 1 John 1, verse 7. But if you really walk in the light, that is, live each and every day in conformity with the precepts of God, as he himself is in the light, we have true, unbroken fellowship with one another, he with us, and we with him. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. I love how the Amplified puts it. By erasing the stain of sin, keeping us cleansed from sin in all its forms and manifestations. Glory to God. You are made right in right standing before the Father, even as we stand now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Until the day of redemption, the resurrection rapture day. Glory to the Lord. Now this tells us how powerful the blood of Jesus truly is for who believe in him. Amen. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. How does this happen? By erasing the stain of sin, keeping us cleansed from sin in all its forms and manifestations. Well, that covers it all. It's not dead and dried up. Oh, no. Oh, no. It is alive and powerful in our life now as we face this corruptible flesh each day. But Jesus Christ has us covered until the day of redemption. Then it will be complete. Amen. Praise God. 1 John 5, verse 6. This is how he who came through water and blood, his baptism in death, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by the water and the blood. It is the Holy Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. He is the essence and origin of truth itself. This shows the great power of God through his Son, Jesus Christ, and the power of his blood to bring salvation and eternal life to us who believe in him. Amen. So now we know we have trusted in man and man's way too long. It is time now who trust in the name of Jesus, our Savior and King, who has all power and authority, and he has given it to us who believe. Now, we are going to believe in him and know we have all the power and authority in the name of Jesus in our lives now, that there is power in the blood of Jesus to save me and keep me and cleanse me from all sin as we still live in this corruptible flesh until the day of redemption. No, there is no name given to man that you must be saved. Know that this is the person and the name has the power to save you and give you eternal life. That name is Jesus Christ, and it is God's way and truth to bring this life. Faith in his son, Jesus Christ, and receive from God through his son, Jesus Christ, by who he is and what he has done. Nothing of ourselves, but him alone. To receive God's everlasting love, abundant, boundless mercy, and his amazing, remarkable, overwhelming, eternal grace. Amen. Oh, glory to God. That is powerful. Whew. Sometimes I know the Holy Spirit's right, not me. Glory to God. That is powerful. Now, I finished this powerful message with this portion of Scripture that it says all about our glorious Savior and power in his name and blood. Amen. And yes, before this, I wanted to remind you, next week, Lord willing, I will share about the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. Amen. So now, this powerful portion of Scripture, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Revelation 1, 5 through 6. Thank you, Lord. Just checking here, make sure I didn't move something I shouldn't have. Okay, we're good. All right. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful and trustworthy witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of earth, to him who always loved us and who has once for all freed us or washed us from our sins by his own blood, his sacrificial death. To him who always loves us and who for once and all freed us or washed us from our sins by his own blood, his sacrificial death. Isn't that amazing? Informed us, now because he's done that, what has happened? What's happened in our life? Informed us into a kingdom as his subject, priest to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the power and the majesty and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Two songs for this word, because there's two areas we're talking about. In the name of Jesus, and because of his power of his shed blood. The first song is, glory to God, proclaim what Jesus can do, and the authority and power of his name is what? Break every chain of the enemy. Break the chain of people that need to be saved. Break the chain of deliverance from drugs, alcohol, religion. Whatever it is, to be free. Hallelujah. And break the chains of death and condemnation and judgment and let God's life flow in as the chains hit the ground. Amen. Hallelujah to you, Lord. We praise and honor you and know that you do this in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on now. Use your key. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because this is truth. Amen. Oh, yeah. This is truth. claim it, brothers and sisters. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. All power. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. To do what? To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Break
every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Amen. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Amen. Who's this?
The army rising up.
Amen.
There's an army rising up.
Amen.
There's an army rising up.
To do what? To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
We represent Christ. Come in his name. Hallelujah. This is what he wants us to do. Be part of it. Hallelujah. Declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Yes, there is.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Amen. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up.
Amen.
There's an army rising up.
Amen. The army of God.
There's an army rising up.
Hallelujah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Break the chains, Lord. Set your people free. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Yes, Lord. Everything people are facing, everything of the curse, everything of sin, everything in this fallen world and the fallen one, break the chains, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Chains are broken. Come on now. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, in the spirit, Lord. Let us hear. Let us hear what you're doing. Hallelujah. Hear the chains.
glory to you, Lord, setting people free. Hallelujah. I hear the chains falling. Yes. Yes, for your name is proclaimed, Lord. I hear the chains falling. Oh, hallelujah. I hear the chains falling. Amen. Glory. I hear the chains falling. Thank you, Lord. Glory to you. I hear the chains falling. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Glory to God. I hear the chains falling. Amen. Glory. I hear the chains falling. Amen. Glory to God. I hear the chains falling. Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Father, hallelujah. Set them free, Lord. Set our families free, our friends free, Lord. Hallelujah. That they would trust you and believe in you, Lord. You are the answer, the way and the truth, and the deliverer. Oh, hallelujah. Set them free, Lord. Break the chains of darkness. Break the chains of addiction, Father. Hallelujah. Break the spells and all that the enemy tries to come in the mighty name of Jesus, the power of your blood. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, the chains are falling, brothers and sisters. Oh, yes, the chains are falling. Believe and trust and receive of the Lord. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our glorious Savior and King, in the name of Jesus. And what else? What else? What else we know? What is the only way that your sins can be washed away? What is the way that you become whole again as God intended for you? How does you break free from the nature and character of sin and not have it bind you up and control you and own you? Oh, there's one way. That's through the blood, the shed blood of Christ brings freedom. And you're in right standing with God, where you're able to come into the throne room of your Father and Almighty God by the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ, over us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brings a better word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, this is truth. Glory to God. This is what his blood is doing and has done. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Somebody be excited and proclaim it. Here we go. Your blood is healing every wound. Your blood is making all things new. Your blood speaks a better word. Amen. Your blood, the measure of my worth. Your blood, more than I deserve. Your blood speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. It's singing out with life. Amen. Hallelujah. It's shouting down the line. Glory to God. It echoes through the night. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. Your blood, a robe of righteousness. Your blood, my hope and my defense. Your blood forever covers me. Oh, forever covers me. Yeah. He's singing out with life. Amen. He's shouting down the line. It echoes through the night. Precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. What else is doing? It's calling out my name. Hallelujah. Oh, it's breaking every chain. Hallelujah. Oh, it's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. It does, yes, it does. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, it is. What else is it doing? Hallelujah. Good night, folks. What else? That's what it's doing. It's rewriting my history. Amen. Hallelujah. It covers me with destiny. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ. It's rewriting my history. Yeah, yeah. It covers me with destiny. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ. It's rewriting my history. Oh, yeah. It covers me with destiny. Thank you, Lord. Eternal destiny. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ. It's rewriting my history. It covers me with destiny. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ. It's singing out with life. Amen. It's shouting down the line. Amen. It echoes through the night. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. It's calling out my name. Hallelujah. It's breaking every chain. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. It's making all things right. Your precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. Whoa. Whoa. It's making all things right. The precious blood of Christ speaks a better word. Speaks a better word. Yes, it does. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Sing bright right now. Reconcile by the blood of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Isn't that amazing? The name of Jesus and the power of his shed blood, total victory over our flesh, over sin, over the defeated one, the enemy, the foe that Christ has crushed. Hallelujah. Praise his name forever. Know who you are in the Savior. Nothing of yourself, but in Jesus. Amen. Got to remember, I've got to know our place.
nothing of ourselves, but in the name and the power of Christ. And you know what else? Because of that and what he would do, you know what motivated him? Love. You know, there's a love that remains. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What great love he has. How much he went after us, and he keeps going. Glory to God.
Too far away, although I stray, all I've found is a love that remains, a love that remains.
Amen. His love is so much greater.
All I could see was a mess that I made. You were not faith. No, you were not faith. All I found is a love that remains, a love that remains.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
When I was in need, you sought after me. When I turned away, your love had never changed. Paid off my debt, gave me your rest, washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, saved me a seat, brought out your best for me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All that I had wasted away. You took my shame and put on a robe in its place. Gave me your ring and called me by name. You celebrate when I was in need. You sought after me. When I turned away, your love never changed. You paid off my debt, gave me your rest, washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, gave me a seat, brought out your best for me.
Amen. Glory. What love God has for us. Greater than all our sins. You can never do anything greater than his love except reject it. That's not a good thing to do.
You are open door and open heart. You say I'm not too far. You have opened doors and opened heart. You said I'm not too far. You always come running.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You always come running after me. You always come running. You always come running after me. When I was in need, you sought after me. Thought I was too far gone. You stood there with loving arms. You paid off my debt, gave me your rest, washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, saved me a seat, brought out your best for me. Paid my debt, gave me your rest, washed off my weary feet,
made me a seat. Cry out your best for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What does he do? Remember the 99 and he's looking for the 100? Come running. This is what he's doing. You always come running after me. You always come running. Thank you, Jesus. You always come running after me. You always come running. Yes, Lord. You do, Lord. Come running after me. You always come running. You always come running after me. You always come running. Hallelujah. You always come running after me. You always come running. You always come running after me. Always come running. Amen. You always come running after me. You always come running. You always come running after me. When I was in need, thought was after me. Thought I was too far gone. You stood there with loving arms. You paid off my debt, gave me your rest, washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, gave me a seat, brought out your best for me. Paid off my debt, yes, Lord. Gave me your rest, thank you, Lord. Off my weary feet, prepared a feast, gave me a seat, brought out your best for me. Amen. That's what the Lord has done. Isn't it amazing of what he's doing? He always. He keeps coming after that 100th lost sheep. But he's going to bring it in the fold. Then he'll come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, yeah. As we get ready for prayer time, we're going to declare again. No, our power and authority is in Jesus. Declare to darkness and hell, there's victory in Jesus. And at the cross, it was checkmate. Now, it's for the victory of Christ, setting people free from the kingdom of darkness and chains and addictions and affliction and everything they're facing. That's what Jesus came to do. Bring you out of this lost, dying, wicked, evil, dark world and come into his kingdom that is not of this world, but is a place he has prepared. He wants us to go there. Oh, we need Jesus. Where would we be without Jesus? We'd be in a hell of a mess. Thank God we're not there no more. This is what we just said, and his love remains and what he has done. Paid our debt? How? With his life and blood. Gave us rest? How? With eternal life. That's amazing, isn't it? All right. This, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, amen. Am I God to move? I speak the name that wills it all I can do. Every okay, sis. Breathing for you. I pray for the healing. Circumstances today.
Okay. His name. Amen, sis. I praise the name of the Lord. Authority has all authority. Existing every promise, he is faithful to keep. I speak the name the great could ever hold. He is greater, he is stronger, he is God of possible. I pray for your healing. Yes, Lord, for that baby Luke in the name of Jesus. Yes. That's a circumstance that here is all in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray in miracles of your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Come believe it. Come receive it. For the power of his spirit now is forever yours. Come believe it. Come receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, all things are possible. Amen. I pray for your healing. Circumstances will change. I pray that the fear inside in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough what happened today? I pray a miracle's over your life in Jesus' name. I pray for revival, for restoration of faith. I pray that the dead will come alive in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. You know, it was funny, a song we hadn't heard in a long time, but was brought the Holy Spirit brought back to memory. And it's funny, my pastor asked, well, how long was that song? How long ago was that song? And I started looking it up, brothers and sisters, and it was in the same year as we came to minister here, 2014. And it's from a group called Build 429. I think that's based on Ephesians, if I'm not mistaken, 429. And it's something that we do without, that we don't, you know everything that's going on. But we know the Lord is there, and we have to believe and trust him. And what we need to keep doing in these days is press on. Press on, brothers and sisters. We are to press on in these days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on now. Amen, Lord. Amen. Amen.
All through the ground, no one will rise.
Amen.
I feel it burning like a wrecking ball. Up to the ground to feel that.
Amen, sis.
It wasn't in your mind, and mind is true. And it is back.
I press on. I press on. We press on.
Oh, the world now sit around. Goes on.
Amen.
All I need, finding you. Life goes on. Life goes on. And the love is true. All I need, I found in you. I press on. You like it. I press on. Feel like it all. Heart in the living as the world is true. That's the time and the design.
I press on. I press on. I press on.
Feel that getting on. Some heart is true. All your life is a need I'll be found in you.
Amen. That's true.
See, all I need, I will find in you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Glory to God. So we press on. Part of that pressing on is praying. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me see where we're at. Glory to God. Let me turn this down here so it don't echo. That should be better now. That we continue to pray for guidance and wisdom, not man's solution, for the future of our fellowship here in Dublin. Amen. Pray against the spirit of poverty and ask for God's favor and blessing here in this town and anywhere where you're at or where you're at too. Pray for God's people have hope and not doubt in Jesus' name. Amen. Pray for Brian and Shauna for direction and open doors. Hallelujah. And God's been doing things there for them. So I think we can put a cross on that one because he has been doing some great things with them. Hallelujah. Pray for Tim and family for blessings and provision. And I believe the Lord's been doing that too for them lately. Praise God. Pray for my pastor, Vic. And suggestions of the enemy. Very alert. Be alert to suggestions. Pray for counsel of the Holy Spirit. Pray for the enemy to let go what belongs to God's people. Amen. We pray for Nicole's friend, Sonia, Sarah, and Sophie for salvation and healing in Jesus' name. Pray for Aaron's kid to come close to family in Jesus. And Brother Aaron is our new good friends, Anthony and Cindy's son. And he has a tremendous testimony. He's going to be sharing Father's Day, so be praying for him too, testimony of Aaron this Sunday. Amen. It's very powerful. I've read it. It's amazing what God can do. But he's been praying for his children that seem like don't want anything about family, and they definitely need Jesus. Hallelujah. We prayed for Chris to be healed. He was in a tremendous wreck, and the Lord has healed him enough where they went to California for a wedding. We're praying for Jackie, one of Sis Brenda's children, our son, she calls her, our children from, Millie Challenge adults, and that he needs healing from the flu in Jesus' name. I got to ask her about an update for that. We had to pray for safe trips for Chris and Anna and the kids. That's what I was talking about. They made it there safely. We'll be praying for them as they come back too, right? Thank you, Jesus. We pray for Austin, open door to come to church. We need to pray that God intervenes and changes the heart of his parents, that, you know, he wants to go to church. He enjoys being in fellowship and being with other people and others here at our church, and the parents shut the door. Well, we pray that God opens the door for him for that. Amen. We're praying for Mike, for peace and comfort and strength, and know that he's not alone, that Jesus loves him. A man that's dealing with that and stumbling some, but God loves him. And we're praying for baby Luke, that his the procedure, the circumstances be healed like it's supposed to be in Jesus' name. Any other prayer requests before we go to prayer, brothers and sisters? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I would request one. We need to be praying for Sis Connie. I don't know if y'all have her, you, especially Sis Jeanette, do you have any way to get in touch and see if she's okay? She's not one of my friends at Facebook no more. It's some other woman with a different picture. So we need to be praying for Sis Connie. I don't know if y'all have heard anything, but we're praying. We hadn't seen her here in a couple of weeks. She was a pretty regular here. We're praying that she's all right. Pray for Sis Connie that she is all right. Or if you can try to find out or get a hold of her, sis, I know they had that unusual name that she had at Facebook, but it's not her. It's somebody else, unless that's her younger picture. I probably need to click on it, I guess. Okay. Well, she was my friend, but she's not there as my friend anymore. So I don't know if she dropped us or what. So I'm hoping the best. Okay. Well, we'll try to seek it out, okay, and find out how she is. All right? Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you tonight. Lord, we thank you for what you're showing and teaching us for such a time as this, that we understand and know, as the Holy Spirit has revealed from your word, the power of your name, Lord Jesus, greater than anything of this world or our flesh. Thank you, Lord, who you are and your great love. That's your power. What makes your power greater than anything is love, motivated by love, carried out by love. That's the best kind of power there is. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you paid our debt in full with your own life and blood, and you have given us rest. The rest that all your created children need is rest in you, reconciled, made right standing with you, Father. Spirit of reconciliation you have poured out in these days. And, Lord, that we have peace past all understanding, because we know it's settled. We know that you've taken care what we could not take care of. And it's washed away by your blood, Lord Jesus. And you have victory and power, that you have set us free. And you have set us, and you have brought us in a place of life and of peace and joy and hope and victory, and knowing the victory over any consequences of sin. Death, hell, and the grave by your great victory at the grave. And that day is coming where we'll experience what you went through for us, before us, being resurrected and glorified. And that glorious day is coming, Lord. Until then, I pray you sustain us and guide us, Holy Spirit. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus for these prayer requests, as we've learned and know that you have all power and authority. And Lord, as we lift up these prayer requests, as we have spoken them, that you would intervene and you would touch the lives. Lord, we pray especially here, as Sis Jeanette brought up about Luke. Lord, we pray for that procedure, that it would be healed in Jesus' name, and the young boy would be all right, and he'd be healed. And Lord, that it would be another testimony how you've intervened in this baby's life already, and in his mother's life too. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the love and mercy and grace you show them, and you show each one of us. Lord, we're concerned about our sister Connie. We hadn't seen her for a while, and I thought she was a friend that Facebook does not know more. I pray that you show us wisdom and discernment and revelation about, is she all right? We pray for peace and comfort for her. Lord, we pray for her and her family in the name of Jesus. We know you're there, Lord, that you still love her and that you're with her, and we are thinking about her and praying and interceding for her in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray she's all right. Lord, we just pray. And Lord, we pray for this other, this lady that came off the streets, and the pastor prayed for her Wednesday, praise God. We pray you help her and lift her up, and I know you'll provide and watch over her as she learned to come to trust you and believe in you, Lord. Like I say, all these prayers, we thank you for the answers of prayers too, Lord. Praise God, have you intervened and touched us in our lives. We're very grateful, Lord Jesus. We're humble before you, but we know that you answer prayer. You know what we're praying before we pray. And we know we have the mighty Holy Spirit praying in us. We have you as the great advocate and intercessor and high priest before the Father. We thank you as we come humbly before you in mercy, in grace. Thank you for the revelation you've shown us today. And Lord willing, next week, Lord, if we're still here or you take us home, we'll know for sure then, but that in the name of Jesus, you have all power and authority, Lord, motivated by love, mercy, and grace, and by your shed blood that has broken the power of the enemy, the power of sin, the nature and character of it, and has washed away all the stains and spots and all that is in our lives. Thank you, Lord. We praise and honor you, and that we'll learn about the mighty Holy Spirit and his power now in our lives. Glory to God. We honor and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Praise God. We're going to let, yes, in the name of Jesus, since we agree with that, hallelujah, that you bring Sis Connie back and that she's all right. Yes. Praise God. We find out about her. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Sis, you want to come and finish with this beautiful hymn? One day when we all get to heaven, what a rejoicing that will be. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. What a wonderful night. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, Father, I'll start now before they cut me off. Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
All right.
And we'll see.
the day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.